Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be starting the 10th and final parak of Maseches Shviyos. Today we're going to be learning Perak Yud Mishnah Aleph and Perak Yud Mishnah Beis. Perak Yud is going to be primarily moving on from our discussion of agricultural Shemitah. Until now, we've been discussing the fact that during the Shemitah year you have to rest your land and so on. But now we're going to be discussing the one aspect and the one element of Shemitah that actually applies in Chutz La'aretz, that applies outside of Eretz Yisrael, and that's the concept of Shmitas Ksafim, the fact that at the end of the Shemitah year, once the Shemitah year is complete, all loans are completely and totally cancelled. Says the Mishnah, Shviyas Mishametas es hamilva bishtar vishalo bishtar. Shemitah cancels all loans. Anytime that you lend, that you borrow money from someone, once the end of the Shemitah year comes, once the Shemitah year is over, all loans are cancelled. Whether the loan was done bishtar, which means that it was what we call was done with shibud nechas, and that the shtar, the document, was written for the loan in a way that basically creates a lien on your property. I give you a loan, and we write a shtar, we write a document that documents that loan and says that if you don't pay me, then you have to give me your land. So you're putting a lien on the property saying, if you don't pay, then I get your land. Vishalo bishtar, but even if there's no document creating Shiba Nechasim, such a loan would still be canceled at the end of Shemitah. Continuing in the Mishnah, Hakafas Hachanos Eina Mishametis. However, says the Mishnah, if there's some sort of a store credit, right? You go to a store and you don't necessarily have the money up front to pay, and they create some sort of a store credit for you, that's not considered to be a loan that gets canceled at the end of Shemitah, because presumably it's not a loan, it's a purchase that you made, and you have to pay that at some point in time. V'imasa milva, but says the Mishnah, if it's made into a loan, if it's the kind of thing where the guy says it's fine, I mean, you're not going to have to pay at the beginning of every month, but just that's it, they turn it into a loan, they say, now you owe us $100, harezu mishametes, then it would be mishamet, then it would be canceled at the end of Shemitah. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Harishon, Harishon, Mishamet. Rabbi Yehuda has a little bit of an interesting opinion here, where he basically says that if you have a store credit at a particular store, then the first, and you keep buying on credit at the store, then really only the first, then even the first purchase that you made, the first credit that you made would be canceled. All the previous ones would be canceled, and it's only the most recent purchase at the store that would not be canceled. Right? The assumption here is that the fact that you keep buying at the store shows that the previous purchase was a loan, and if the previous purchases were a loan, then they would all be canceled, and it's only the most recent purchase that would not be a loan. Continuing in the Mishnah, Schar Sachir Eino Mishamet. Work, money rather, that you pay a worker is not canceled, right? If you're paying someone to do work for you, that's not considered to be a loan, that's considered to be payment. And if you owe him money, that's not a loan, and therefore when Shemitah comes, that isn't canceled, you still owe him the money. However, says the Mishnah, V'imasa'u Milva, but if you make it into a loan, if ultimately a reasonable time passes and you haven't paid him, Hareza Mishamet, then it would be canceled, then it would be considered to be a loan. Continuing, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Kol melacha shephosekes b'shviyas, any work that a worker does for you that you're not allowed to do during Shemitah, whether it's plowing, whether it's planting, whether it's harvesting, and so on, mishametes, such work would be considered to be canceled at the end of Shemitah, because presumably it's a year that you should have paid him already, and you know that you're not going to be doing this work for, he's not going to be doing this work for you during Shemitah, so at that point, it becomes a loan if you still haven't paid him by that point. But the Mishnah says that if it's something is an accountant for you, he's doing some work for you that is not dependent on land, that isn't prohibited during the year of Shemitah, then eina mishametes, then such work is not, then such money would not be canceled, it would not be a loan, and therefore it would not be canceled at the end of Shemitah. Now the Bartonor just points out that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi, namely, any work that a person does for you and any payment that you owe a person would not be canceled at the end of Shemitah, unless, of course, you make it into a loan after the fact, in which case it would be canceled at the end of Shemitah. Now we're continuing the Perek Yod, Mishnah Beis. Says the Mishnah, Hashochir es hapara v'chilka b'rosh hashana. A person shechts a cow, and he separates it, and he disperses it. One person can't eat a whole cow, so he separates and he splits it up among different people on Rosh Hashanah. Says the Mishnah, Im haya hachodesh, that we should first point out, rather, and this is Rosh Hashanah of the 8th year, right? You're starting the year after Shemitah, because again, until Shemitah's over, Shemitah's Ksafim doesn't apply. The loans are only canceled at the end of the year and the beginning of the following year. So says the Mishnah, Im haya hachodesh me'ubar, if the month is a chodesh me'ubar, which means that it is a complete month, it is a 30-day month. Therefore, it's a 30-day month, the Rosh Hashanah, that you made this whole situation where you shechted the cow and divided it up, and now all these people owe you money for the part of the cow that they had. So the Rosh Hashanah then was part of El, was part of the previous year, was part of the Shemitah year, and therefore Meshame. And therefore, even though it was the day before before Tishrei, before the new year, Meshame means, again, the loan is completely and totally canceled because all of this took place before the Shemitah year was over. And therefore, if the Shemitah year wasn't over yet, the loan is canceled at the end of the year. Vimlav, but if it wasn't a Chodesh Me'uber, if it was a 29-day Elul, and therefore if Elul was 29, as Rosh Hashanah was really the beginning of Tishrei, which was already the new year, the new Shemitah cycle, then Eino Meshameh, then the loan is not canceled yet. It'll be canceled in 7 and 8 years at the end of the next Shemitah, but it's not canceled yet because it was a new year, and therefore that previous Shemitah doesn't cancel the loan that was made. Continuing in the Mishnah, Ha'ones v'ha'mefata v'ha'moti shemra v'chol ma'isa bezdin. These are various cases of the Mishnah. Ones is a case of rape. Mefata is a case of seduction. Moti shemra is a case where a person spread rumors about his wife and so on. V'chol ma'isa bezdin. Really, any case where a person sued in court, any case where Bezdin decides that someone owes someone else money, einon mishamtin. There's no Shemitah's Ksafim, the loans are not canceled. And the reason for that is because the only time that loans are canceled are when two people have a deal with one another, that one person owes another person, that one person lends money to another person. Therefore, in that case, Shemitah's Ksafim would take effect and the loan would be canceled. But if it's any case where in all of these cases of the Mishnah, Onis, Mefata, Motzi Shemer, V'chol Ma'aseh Bezdin, all these cases where a person is told by Beis Din that they owe money to someone else, that's not a case where such a payment would be canceled at the end of Shemitah. Continuing in the Mishnah, Hamalve al Hamashkon v'Hamoser Shtarosav leBeis Din. In a case where someone lends something to someone else, with a mashkon. A mashkon means like a collateral. So if I lend you money and I say that I'm lending you money with a collateral with this watch that I'm taking from you, and if you don't pay me back, then I'm going to keep the watch. Or the hamosar shtarosev to bezin, or in a situation where you give the shtar, you give the document to Beis Din, and they're the ones who you ask them to collect the money on behalf of you, Einon Meshamtin, in both of these cases as well, the loan would not be canceled. And as the Bar Tanura points out, it's based on a pasuk which tells us, V'asher yet lecha esachicha, which means that when you have money by your brother, only then is the loan canceled, only then does Shemitah's Ksafim take place. When your money is by your brother, in the case of the mashkon, not only does the Jew have your money, but you also have his mashkon, you have his money as well, and therefore, based on the pasuk, such a case would not involve canceling the loan. And similarly, when you're giving the shtar to Beis Din, they're the ones now who are collecting. It's their money, that's quote unquote, that's being collected, and therefore the halacha of Shemitah's Ksafim would not apply to that case as well. Quick review: Perek Yud Mishnah taught us the halacha of Shemitah's Ksafim, that it applies in all situations, whether it's a loan with a shtar or not, with a document or not. It explained that typically a case of credit would not be a case where you cancel the loan, unless of course you make it into a loan, then it would cancel the loan. Rabbi Yehuda had a different opinion, as the Bar Tanura points out. That's not how we pass. Can we assume that all times when there's some sort of a credit in the store, that generally speaking, such a credit would not be canceled unless you make it into a loan. And then we discuss the case of a worker. Generally speaking, a worker's payment cannot be canceled by the end of Shemitah, unless, of course, you make it into a loan. Rabbi Yossi, again, who we don't paskin like then, said no, that it depends on the type of work, if it's work that's done during Shemitah or not. But again, we assume that all work that is done is considered payments, not a loan, and therefore would not be canceled at the end of Shemitah. And then Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis, discuss the case of a person who shechts a cow and then divides it on Rosh Hashanah. Of course, the question then is it a chodesh me'ubar? Is it a quote unquote pregnant month or not? Is it a full month? Is it a 30-day month or not? If it's a 30-day month, then we assume that Rosh Hashanah was then part of Elul, it was part of the previous year, and therefore Mishameh, therefore the loan would be canceled because it was part of the previous year, and Rosh Hashanah then no, and then the next day, the first of Tishrei, would cancel all loans that were done previously. But if it was not, if it was a 29-day month, then Elul was part of Tishrei, and therefore the loan would not be canceled. And then the Mishnah concluded by saying that any situation, any Maisa Bez, any situation where Beis Din decides that you owe money to someone else, that you're sued in court or whatever the case may be, then we assume that there's no Shemitah's Ksaf in the loan. Not because again, it's between two people who owe one another money. And the last case, the last discussion was a case of either of a mashkon, of a person who lends someone with a collateral, or a person who gives the shtar the various documents to Beis Din to collect the money there too. There's no Shemitah's Ksef, and the loans are not canceled, because the assumption is, that based on the puzzle, that it has to be when one person is lending money to another person, and only under that circumstance is a Shemitah's Ksef applicable. Have a great day.